The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Time to talk sports with Touchdown Tony Collins. Tony spent 8 seasons in the NFL and now encourages high school kids to believe in their dreams as he tours the country to educate them about the college recruiting process, its sports, guests, and positive words. Now, here is Tony Collins along with co-host Bill Mattis.
Welcome to the big show, and it is a very, very big show. Today is December 26th, the day after Christmas. And Tony Collins, are you there?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Tony Collins. And my name is Bill Mattis. I'm the co-host here. And today we're doing something special. It's going to be special.
Special.
Tony, you like special, don't you?
I like special stuff, man. I really do. So what are we doing today?
Well, today we're here at All Star Inc. Central, the offices, the national headquarters of All Star Inc. And we're having our year-end holiday office party, and we're sharing it with everybody out there.
Nothing like a good party, man. There's nothing
That's
like
right.
a good party.
That's right. I agree with you. In fact, here, Tone, I got you your own beer here. Hold on. There, I'm pouring it for you there. Did you hear that?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun today. It's going to be a little more laid back. We do have a guest coming on today, a guy named Kevin Reagan, who's a comedian in the Philadelphia area. He's going to be a lot of fun. And then at the end of the show, Tony and I are going to take a little stroll through the All-Star Inc. offices and meet some of the people that you know about and have grown to love over the last 9 weeks, I guess it's been. So, Tony, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was fantastic, as it is every year. My grandkids come; they actually came in a couple of days early. So you know, with grandkids, you love when they come and you love when they leave. I'm about at that point right now where I'm going to be loving when they leave. They're a handful, man. I got a 2-year-old, I got a 6-year-old, I got a 9-year-old, and boy, they are nonstop from 7 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. So, but it's been a lot of fun, a lot of presents. The opening yesterday and seeing their faces it's priceless.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, we had Emma over and she lasted for about an hour. I think it was just total shock to her system to have so much excitement at one point, because at some point she just basically shut it down. She was just like, that's it. I don't want to do this anymore.
Now, that was her first Christmas, right?
Well, their second Christmas, but the first Christmas she was actually able to really participate. And she was pretty good at, like, pulling the tissue paper out of the gift bags, and she was even opening some presents. And, you know, she'd see something that she's a big Hello Kitty fan, so every time something was Hello Kitty, she went crazy. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it was one of those times where I got the impression that my kids were more interested in giving this year as opposed to receiving. They were really pumped up about the gifts that they got for other people instead of the ones that necessarily they were getting. Not to say that they weren't interested in those, but, right. You know, it's always pretty cool. What was your favorite present then, Tony? What did you get?
My favorite present was a big, long Candy King of bubble gum. I'm a big bubble gum fan. I like to chew bubble gum. And I got this big, I mean, huge, huge, huge Candy King full of bubble gum. And I actually took a picture and put it on Facebook. I had it tucked in bed. And so that was my best present of the day.
Very nice. Yeah, you know, I'm not the kind of guy who gets really excited about presents. In fact, I just assume not get them. I actually blame my mom for that because I think she traumatized me as a kid with that. Every time I wouldn't eat something, you know, they're starving kids in China or whatever, and I would start thinking about that, and then it just was like, yeah, you know, why don't we just give everybody else the presents, because I'm really not interested. So, but it was fun. I got about 6 more shirts. I have many, many shirts already, but I got 6 more. I think I got a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. I got an Outback Steakhouse gift card, which was kind of
you cleaned up, man.
Yeah, I got a University of Pittsburgh hoodie sweatshirt. You know, that's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, but you know, my wish list. I didn't get anything off my wish list. I didn't get any beer. I didn't get any naked women. I didn't get any chicken wings. I didn't get any Golden Tee gift card. I was hoping for a lifetime supply of combos. I didn't get any of those. Those were things that would be really cool to get.
Right. But you said something earlier that was really important, how your kids are excited about giving. And that's what, you know, I think Christmas is really all about. And once the kids, you know, when the little kids, they're expecting little presents. But when they get to an age, the 12, 13, 14, 15, you know, I have two teenagers and they did really good this year and they were really excited about the giving part as well. So I was excited for them because I love seeing people give, because when you give, you're going to always give back anyway. So it was a good thing.
Well, I got my wife a very nice present.
What'd you get her?
Well, nothing says I love you more than a brand new vacuum. And, she was really excited. A vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. See, we try to be practical with our presents. And
your wife likes to clean up or something? Is that it?
Well, the other ones we had, remember, we just moved, and so we went through like two or three vacuums, and they were just breaking down left and right. So, you know, I thought I'd get her something special.
I thought you were going to say diamonds. You said vacuum cleaner.
You got to be practical, man, you know? Because now, of course, we're all in scramble mode. The rest of the month, we're like, okay, how are we going to pay for rent? How are we going to pay for the cable? How are we going to do all these other things? It's like, oh boy. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I had a great time, and again, you know, we were all very fortunate to have as much as we did.
Good, very good.
All right, so I guess we should move on to some sports talk.
This is a sports talk show.
It really is. You know what I was thinking? You know, with this being a party atmosphere, we probably should have had this at, you know, one of the locations of our sponsors. Oh, wait, mm-hmm. That's right. We don't have any sponsors. Okay.
We need sponsors.
Yeah, we should get a sponsor.
Help. We need sponsors.
That's what I should have asked for Christmas.
That's what we need, man. We need sponsors.
All right, to the NFL. Before we get to the NFL, let me announce that I lost my fantasy football championship.
You know,
I guess got too far behind early in the day. I couldn't pick it up.
What did you lose?
Well, the guy I told you about, Dave Rankin, used to work with me, and he actually won like two or three leagues this year, and he was really hot this season. And it came down to the last game, sort of. I really needed Frank Gore to do something, and he did nothing. And we wound up losing that particular match. But I guess it's better to come in second than 10th. So
Right. It was my first year playing fantasy football, and I really got into it at the end. I had won like four games straight, but the beginning of the season – I wasn't really into it. I had missed a couple times when I had people starting that they weren't playing, and I was like, "Oh, I forgot to put my lineup in." And so, but at the end, I won about five straight, but I was too far out. I missed the playoffs by one game, so I'm gonna get into it a little bit more next year.
Now, next week, we'll be having another special show because it'll be New Year's, so we can celebrate the fact that it'll be our first show in 2013. So everybody will want to tune in for that. Okay, so go to the NFL now. It looks like most of the playoff spots have been decided.
Most of them.
There's still some pretty big games out there this weekend that are going to decide something. But let's start in the AFC. You know, the division leaders are still Houston, Denver, New England, and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And it looks like those guys are all going to be the division winners. The key here, though, and it's going to be very important in my opinion, is the seeding and who's going to be the number one seed. I mean, New England could be number one. Denver could be number one. Houston could be number one. Houston, I think, is the one that holds their own.
If Houston wins, they'll have the number one seed, right, if they win.
And the key to being number one or the number two seed is that you get a bye for the first week, especially in a year like this when you got so many good teams that are very dangerous. Getting a bye in that first round, you know, in some cases people say, oh, well, the bye kind of, you know, you haven't played for a week. I think getting a bye and getting a freebie, you know, in this type of scenario, I think it's really it's really going to be a big plus to any team that can get that first or second seed.
Oh, you, with a bye, you get an extra week of rest. Some of the guys are banged up a little bit. They get an extra week of healing up. So you want that bye, and you definitely want that home field advantage.
Right. And wild cards in the AFC are also pretty much decided. It's in Indianapolis and Cincinnati. And I think they're pretty much locked into the fifth and the sixth seed. So looks like they're just kind of going to go through the motions this weekend, and then they'll just be playing whoever winds up being the third and fourth seed. I'm guessing Baltimore is going to be the fourth seed. So Baltimore's probably going to play Indy, which is kind of cool. You got the Baltimore against the Colts. And then who knows between New England, Denver, and Houston. I guess if Houston wins and Denver wins, and they play the Chiefs, so it looks like
Denver's going to win. There's no way that Kansas City's going to beat Denver. I just can't see that happening. So Denver will get a bye. Houston will probably get a bye. New England end up playing the wild card game probably,
and that would be against Cincinnati. So Cincinnati would come to New England, right. And it looks like Indianapolis would travel to Baltimore. So right. If you're trying to figure out who's going to play who, there you go. We just did it for you there for the AFC. Now the NFC is not quite as easy.
Wait. Now who you like? I forgot. I think we talked about this last week, but I want to know who you like right now coming out of the AFC.
Well, you know, all year I've been saying
if you got the same scenario that we just talked about, you got Houston and Denver having the bye week. Who you like coming out?
Well, I guess, you know, of the two games we're talking about, I think that the favorites are going to win. New England's going to beat Cincinnati, and I actually think Baltimore at home will beat Indianapolis. I think if that was in Indy, I think we'd see a different situation. You know, Baltimore's been very up and down, but last week they looked really good. Flacco was on fire, and if he plays the way he did, they could beat anybody. So
Ray Lewis is going to be back too for the playoffs, so that'll give him an extra boost. So I think they should win that game as well. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, man, nobody wants to play the Denver Broncos right now. I mean, they're hot. They think they won like 10 in a row, and Manning is playing incredible. Their defense is incredible, and if they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, it's going to be hard to beat them. So that's the team that I'm worried about right now, because, you know, I'm a Patriots fan, of course. And going to Denver to play Manning, it's going to be a tough situation for any team to go up there and beat them.
All right. Well, I still think both of the two favorites this week are going to win. I think they're going to beat I think then you're going to be looking at Baltimore traveling to Houston, New England's going to travel to Denver, but those are going to be two fantastic games. You know, I really think that those two games are going to be really, really good. All right, over in the NFC, you know,
which is a whole nother animal over there, man. You don't know what's going to happen.
Well, we only have a half a minute here, but, you know, the first thing we got to talk about is Washington against Dallas, and that's going to be the one that decides who gets the NFC East and gets a pretty good seed there also. So who do you like in that game?
I got to go with Washington.
It's in Washington, and Dallas has not been playing real good. That was a pretty good game, though, the Dallas-New Orleans game last week. It was on the field.
It was. Dallas came back at the end but just couldn't pull it out.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the NFC, and we'll go division by division and discuss that. And we're going to change things up this week. At the end of the next segment, we're going to have Mama Jill come in and do her picks as opposed to the last segment that we usually do. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life. from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with Kay Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins at allstarincagency.com. That's Tony Collins at allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the first annual Tony Collins Show holiday episode. How about that?
Party, party, party.
Here, Tony, here's another drink for you. Here.
Party, party, party.
There we go. Yeah. All right.
Party, party, party.
All right.
NFC, right? NFC.
NFC. We're back to the NFC. Okay. So we did touch on the East, where it's basically winner take all, because if they don't win that game, you're out. Right?
Now, if Dallas loses a game, don't they still have a mathematical chance to still get into the playoffs if the Giants lose or Minnesota lose? No, they're out completely.
They're out. You know, I'm looking right here. It says cannot be the wild card. Now, the Giants, you ready for this? If they won, they would have to beat the Eagles, which is no big deal. Then you have to have the Vikings lose, the Bears lose, and the Cowboys lose. If those three things happen, they would get in as a wild card, the Giants, that is.
Wow.
So that doesn't seem very possible or probable, I should say. It looks
now,
like
– Now, who does the Giants play this week?
The Giants play the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not necessarily the Giants game that's the issue. It's the other three. I mean, the Vikings – now, they're playing Green Bay, so they could lose that one. The Bears would play at the Lions. They would – I guess that's possible. And the Cowboys playing at Washington, you know, that could be possible. So I guess there is a chance. But right now, the wild card people are – I guess you got Minnesota and you've got Seattle, who are on the outside kind of looking in. I think if Minnesota gets in – they're in. They get a playoff bid, and they're a wild card. As far as Seattle's concerned, you know, if they were to win and the Niners were to lose, then they shoot all the way up. I think if the Packers lost, they would get a second seed. So it's really kind of crazy. But Atlanta, Green Bay, San Fran, and at the moment Washington, they're the leaders of their different divisions, and Seattle and Minnesota are in the wild card spots as we speak. So –
I'm gonna tell you what. No one wants to play Seattle right now. I watched the game last week, and of course they play great at home anyway. But they just put a pounding on the 49ers last week, and they're playing great ball, man. That's a team that could come out and win it all. I mean, they have a chance to if they keep playing like they're playing right now, that defense and Russell Wilson's playing as great as he's been playing all year, they have a chance to come out of that whole kit and caboodle and win it all, tell you.
Well, you know, they are a different team when they travel, though. So I'm not sure whether I'm ready to anoint them as a real title contender yet. But you're right. If all those games were played in Seattle, man, oh, man, I don't know how.
Forget about it. Yeah.
It's they just take on this whole other persona when they're at home. And, you know, right now, if everything played out the way it was, let's say Washington, let's just assume for a second that Washington wins that game and everything stays the way it is, you'd have Atlanta and Green Bay getting the bye. And then you'd have San Fran playing Minnesota goes to play San Fran, and Seattle would go to play at Washington. So who would you like there if that was the matchup?
Seattle to go.
Seattle at Washington.
Seattle at Washington. I'm gonna tell you what, I'm going with Seattle. I think Seattle has a better defense than Washington does. I think they have a better offense. Even though RG3 plays great and he has a lot of weapons, their defense is incredible, man. They'll put the smack down on you. So I'll go with Seattle on that for sure.
I agree. I mean, remember how bad the NFC East is, and the fact that Washington and Dallas got to play everybody in that division twice. You know, that kind of pads their record, even though they didn't have a great year. Washington's had a pretty good year, but yeah, I don't think that Washington's. But then again, at home, you know, Washington's been pretty tough. And then there's Minnesota, who they went down. Was it that Minnesota that went down to Houston and beat them last week?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they sure did. Yeah.
Well, that surprised the heck out of me. And if they can go down and beat Houston, and after what we saw on, was it Sunday night or Monday night? Sunday night, San Fran, that way they looked against Seattle. Well, I guess anything could happen there.
Yeah, I guess it could. One thing I would love to see, though, I would love to see this week if Peterson can break that record, break Eric Dickerson's record. It's going to be tough for him to do it, but playing Green Bay, it's going to be a tough situation. I think he has to get like 200 some yards or something like that. I'm not sure, but I know he has to get 200 yards, but that would be great to see that happen. So
talk about a story. I mean, come on. Now, you got this bunch of different stories that have come through the NFL this year, and the two biggest in my mind have got to be Adrian Peterson coming back from a tragic injury. I mean, that was he wrecked his knee. He didn't just hurt it; he wrecked it.
Right.
And then you've got the Peyton Manning story. Right. And I'll tell you what, this wouldn't have happened back in the 80s and the 90s. Where, you know, if you got hurt like that, I don't think technology could have put you back together again well enough.
No, you would have probably been out for 2 years with that injury that he had. No question about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to Gail Sayers about Adrian Peterson. He said that Adrian Peterson's injury was worse than the one that he had back in the time, but there just was no real good operation that could save that knee like it does today. And
right.
You know, it's just a whole nother world, I guess. But those two stories, the Adrian Peterson story and the Peyton Manning story, just seem to be two of the best stories that are out there.
Both players have a great chance to be MVP of the league this year. So who knows what's going to happen with that too.
Yeah. All right. So if everything held true, you say Seattle's going to beat Washington, which I think I agree, and I think I'm going to give the nod to the Niners over the Vikings. You then would have Atlanta. Well, Seattle would play at Atlanta, and then the Niners would go and play at Green Bay. Two really good games.
I think Seattle can beat Atlanta, man. I really do. I'm telling you. I think Seattle can beat Atlanta. I do. I'm telling you. Seattle is playing good football right now. I know they play great at home, but I think they're going to step up. And I think they can make it all the way to the NFC Championship game against I'm saying Green Bay. I think Green Bay is going to play in the Super Bowl. I said that last week or week before last. I don't know when.
But yeah, look at the road they got to take now. Okay, They got to play home against San Fran. Assuming, of course, they win at the Vikings. San Fran can move ahead of them in the seedings. So that game could wind up in San Fran if that happens. So if they flip-flop and San Fran moves up into the two seed, then Green Bay would have to travel there. That's why that game in Minnesota is really big for the Packers. They need to win that game because they want to play San Fran in Green Bay. They don't want to have to travel out to San Fran to have that happen. So that's going to be real important for ramifications down the road. Of course, we're jumping 2 weeks ahead, but you know, Green Bay would then have to beat San Fran, and then they have to come back and probably beat Atlanta, or in your case, you're saying Seattle. So it would be a tough road for somebody to go through. But you're right. Green Bay's playing very, very well.
Yep.
Okay. Well, as we have been accustomed to the end of our show, we have brought on Mama Jill to do the picks each week against Tony. And I understand that on the Voice America hotline, we have Mama Jill ready for us today. Is that right? Are you out there, Mom?
I think so. Can
there
you
go. Yeah, we
Mama
don't know what happened.
Mama Jill in the house. Mama Jill in the house.
Just that little Christmas elf. Of course, I had an extra glass of eggnog when I lost the San Francisco game and split my games.
Well, one of the unfortunate things is that we aren't visual here, because if we were visual, you could see that Mama Jill's wearing her elf hat. So
yes.
She's still – She's still celebrating the Christmas spirit.
Well, see, I thought you were all going to be able to see me, and I just dressed for the occasion.
Well, is that a white towel you have in your hand, Mom? Is that a white towel that you have?
No, it's never.
I think you're about to throw that towel in, aren't you?
If I go down, I'll go down gracefully, but I'm not throwing in the towel.
Well, you can still play out the string, but it's insurmountable.
Hey, wait a minute, Bill. Can we go into an extra, or maybe 2 weeks extra, going to the playoff?
I think we're all going to talk about it, but I think what we're going to do is we're going to do something different, and we're going to wipe all the slates clean. And maybe I'll join you too, and in some sort of contest, and we'll figure something out. Maybe we'll even bring in a listener or two to be able to participate also. So,
well, no, that should be fun. Pick one of my fans.
Yeah, one of your fans. Right. All right. So I sent you guys the games earlier. Mom, go ahead. You get the first pick.
Why does Mama Jill always get the first pick every time?
She always loses. It's whoever lost the week before, and she's lost every week. So, Mom, you're up again.
And I was telling Tony that on our fantasy leagues, I had 11. I mean, that's not so horrible, but unfortunately, it wasn't the right game.
Yeah, and who had 14?
All right, I'm taking Washington over Dallas on Sunday night.
That's a good pick, Mama Jill.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Chicago over Detroit.
Okay, that was going to be I get
the pick again, right?
Yep, you get the pick again.
Chicago over Detroit, and I'm going with Green Bay over Minnesota.
Oh, good, because I wanted Baltimore.
Okay, you got it.
So you got Baltimore over Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm going to do Baltimore over Cincinnati.
Okay. All right, so you have Baltimore and Washington.
I love screaming at the television for Flacco. It's just Tony's a fun name to say.
Mom, you're killing me. You're talking all over me.
I have special criteria, you know.
Please let this segment end. All right. So anyway, all right. So next week we will be doing something completely different. And I think what we'll do for you, Mom, just so everybody can get a little bit of that visual, we'll post the pic of you wearing the hat so everybody can see what it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep. So, Mom, do you have any special plans for New Year's at all or what?
Well, I'm not quite sure. There are some friends and folks that may be coming to Vegas for the holiday and therefore, you know, might be running around and meeting people for, you know, either a lunch or a dinner or whatever. You know, Vegas does, just like around the world, but a huge fireworks display. Gotcha. And it comes off the rooftops of the hotels.
Cool.
So we try and catch that, no matter whether there's a party or not. So, you know, I don't know yet. We had snow today.
Wow. Snow in Vegas.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Snow and sleet.
Well, speaking of party, this is, of course, the holiday office party, and we're going to be taking a walk around the park. We'll stop by your office a little bit later, Mom. How's that?
Oh, okay.
And, maybe you can join us in some singing. How's that sound?
Okie dokie.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, a special guest has agreed to come on. Is a guy named Kevin Reagan, a very funny guy, involved with a bunch of different funny projects.
Is he going to tell any jokes when he comes on?
I don't know. He's a joke teller. He's more of a creative guy. And
he's a comedian.
He may have a joke for you.
If he's a comedian, he's got to have some jokes. Come on.
We'll see. Maybe he can reach down and find something for us. All right, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, bright, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. That's Tony Collins at allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
We are back to the show. And Tony, I don't know about you, man, but I just sent the kids down for another six-pack. I'm feeling a little tipsy today. Whew. It's going to be a long day. This drinking at noon thing is just kind of tough. I'm not as young as I used to be.
Well, as long as you're drinking at noon and not before, you're all right. So
no problem. Okay. Good. Well, we have a very special guest today. We're going to turn back to our Voice America hotline and a friend of mine who is also a very talented individual. He's a guy named Kevin Reagan. He's a – I would call him a comedian in the Philadelphia area. Kevin, are you there?
I am. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you, Kevin. Thanks
Merry
for coming
Christmas,
to the show.
Kevin.
Let me give you some background about Kevin. Kevin and I in a – previous life worked in the retail business together, and a friend of ours brought me in to run a store, and Kevin was one of the first guys I had met at that store because I think he was filling in for somebody. And Kevin, tell him the truth, everybody hated me at first, right?
Do you really want me to tell you the truth now?
Yeah, I know it. Go ahead.
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay. They had this old guy coming in to try to run the ship, and nobody really liked that. So, you know. But after a while, they got to know me, and they found out I was kind of cool, right? Kind of cool. Kev?
Yeah, you're kind of cool.
You're supposed to say, yeah, you're kind of cool.
You know what? You're cutting out on me. I think my phone only picks up the truth here.
Oh.
It's a good one, Kevin.
Anyway, over the years, I've gotten to know that Kevin has been involved in many different comedic projects. And Kevin, tell us a little bit about the comedy sports project that you do down in Philadelphia.
I'm involved with it's a short form improv show called Comedy Sports. I think, Bill, I think when we last talked, you kind of alluded to the fact that I might have created it, which I wish I did, but I absolutely did not. I've been involved for the past 2 years, but the show's been around for 20. And okay. I'm much younger than that, so I could not have possibly have done it for 20 years. But it's involved in Philadelphia. It's short-form improv. It's very similar to Whose Line Is It Anyway? But it's competitive, so it has a very sports feel to it. There are two teams that are playing for points. There's a referee. There are uniforms. It's all played out on a field. So it's a lot of fun. It's very family-friendly. So Tony, I had heard you wanted me to tell some jokes. I could tell you comedy sports jokes, but most of my humor, Bill can attest to, is not family friendly.
Yeah, 18 and over, please. Yeah, yeah. He's and he also doesn't pull any punches. Sometimes there'll be some touchy topics, and he's just right at it. You know, you're like, oh my goodness, politically correct is out the window.
It's because my mom's not on Facebook, so I can get away with murder.
Gotcha. So where does the comedy sports take place?
It's at the Adrian Theater, which is, if you know where Helium Comedy Club is, it's directly across the street. It's about 20th and Sansom in Philadelphia, PA. It's a great time. It's a great show. We actually are, you know, we sell tickets. You can go to comedy sports philly.com, and it's comedy sports with a Z. So it's ComedySportsPhilly.com. And we have two shows coming up for New Year's Eve. We typically do shows on Saturday night, 7:30 and 10. But New Year's Eve, we do have shows as well. So I highly recommend it because it does sell out. But it is a great show. And, again, it is family-friendly. If you have young kids, they'll enjoy it. If you have older kids, they'll enjoy it. And if you're just, you know, parents are, you know, have no kids involved whatsoever and you just want to have a fun night out, it's a very, very good time.
Great. And don't worry about scrambling to write down the link website. What we're going to do is on the All-Star Inc. Facebook page and the Sports Talk with Tony Collins Facebook page, we're going to be putting up all the links to all different Kevin's different Facebook pages and websites, and you can get any of that information really easily by going there. So now, Kev, tell me about it's a really interesting philosophy of this, doing these webisodes. If you go to watch CBS or NBC, it's usually 30-minute sitcoms. What they do instead, though, is make like these little webisodes that are only like 4 or 5 minutes long, and it's a progressive character type of thing where each character is still involved from episode to episode. Tell me a little bit about the Clink.
Yeah, the Clink it's actually funny that you said the sitcoms that are like 22 minutes, half hour with commercials. Because when I first started doing these webisodes, we did a series called The League, which was before the FX show The League. Very, very different. Our show was about hitmen, but again, it was a comedy. And they were 22 minutes. And we loved doing it, but it killed us because it took forever. And all of us have jobs. I mean, this isn't how I made my money, but unfortunately it is not. So we would all get together, we would do these, and it would kill us. So we decided, after doing The League for about 2 years, let's try something smaller. So we started a show called The Clink, which it all takes place in prison. So you have prisoners, you have guards, you have the warden. And, they're all very, very interesting, weird little characters. And it's very slice of life. It's, I've never been to prison. I imagine this is exactly the sort of things that go on. So it's very sitcom formula to the show. But again, very slice of life, kind of a thumbnail of what you would see in a sitcom like Two and a Half Men or something like that.
And just so like every other
show. You can find all of those episodes at theclink.net. Those are, I'd say, what do you think, Bill? Probably like PG-13 or above. Some of them get a little risque, but they're not that
a little
dirty.
But just like in most sitcoms or any show that you're watching, you kind of need to get to know the characters, because right up front you're just like, that was okay. But once you get to know the characters and start to get a better appreciation for the show itself, and it's very, very funny. And then now the one that you are the developer on is The Cheap Seats, correct? That is your baby.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The Cheap Seats, which is probably more appropriate for everyone listening on here because it's very sport motivated. It's two friends who have season tickets to a football team. We never named the team because we just wanted to kind of be like an every team sort of situation, so anybody could watch and go, okay, I get it. We even picked the colors, essentially Temple University. I went to Temple, and we wanted to use colors that aren't really, I guess the closest thing is probably the Kansas City Chiefs. It does kind of look a little chiefish, but there's 16 episodes. Actually, there's 17 episodes because it runs the course of the season, including the bye week. And their team sucks. They're an absolutely terrible team, but they go week after week. And, again, it's very similar. It's the idea of it's not really about the game. It's about the fans and how they watch the game when their team is terrible. So at times they're not even talking about what's going on the field. They're just talking about what they've done in life that week. Those things are very short. They're about 1 to 2 minutes long. So they're very quick hit and get out.
You guys should have chose the Philadelphia Eagles as the team then. I mean, that's suits them fine.
It would have been perfect. You know, we shot it 2 years ago. And if we had shot it going into this season, it would have been good because the Eagles have a much better record than this team.
Well, I happen to be a really big fan of the Chiefs. I think that's a really cool idea. I think the setting is great, and I think the actors, you mentioned there's two main characters. Well, everyone I've seen, there's always the four. There's the two girls and the two guys.
Yeah, it's. I should have said it's two guys that have season tickets, and they bring one brings his wife, the other brings his girlfriend. So, and they're the actors that we use. They're all actors and comedians. When I started off doing this stuff, I used to use my friends. which is great because they work for free. And then what I realized was they also stink. So, you know, you start to meet comedians and actors and stuff like that, and, you know, it shows on
screen. There's a trade-off there.
Actually,
yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Now, Kevin, you say the team really, really sucks. Now, do they ever win a game? Do they ever win?
You know what, Tony? I don't want to spoil it, but it would have been so sad had they not won any game. So you have to watch to the very end of the series, and then perhaps we'll pull one out for you.
Yeah, I very much encourage everybody, especially if you're a sports fan, to go and go back to the beginning of the cheap seats and pick it up. And like I said, it's 3 and 4 minutes at a time, and it's very easy to go through and a lot of fun. And by the end of it, you'll become a really big fan. In fact, you know, Kevin, I've gone ahead and taken some liberties, and I've got a great idea for a future episode. Okay.
Lay it on me, but just know if it's good, I'm stealing it and I'm not giving you credit.
Well, no, this is all yours. I'm going to give it to you. Okay. It's just a for instance. Okay. Imagine there's like this internet radio show, and it's sports related. And there's two guys. There's one really good looking guy, and then there's another guy that's like a broken down running back that, you know, doesn't really bring a whole lot to the show. And then they each have an executive producer who's always angry at them because they never get a deadline. And, you know, she asks for stuff and we never write her back and she gets pissed. And then, you know, I'm thinking what we can do is like
– great show.
Yeah. I'm not specifically talking about any show in particular here. But I'm thinking like maybe we're on location somewhere and we're doing our show and your four characters come to watch us. And the two girls are immediately attracted to the – you know, the one guy that I was referring to before.
The good-looking guy.
Yeah, the good-looking guy, not the football player. And they come over and start flirting with him and kind of give him kisses and hugs and things like that. And the other two, you know, your two other characters get jealous. And I'll just let you take it from there. But, you know, we can somehow work beer and wings into this thing. You know, I think it would be a big hit.
You know what? Forget the web series. Let's make a film. That sounds like a film to me.
I don't know, Tony. I think, you know, you and I can act, right? I mean, we act like we have a good time every week here in this show, right? All right. Well, listen, again, I'm going to have all of the links put up. And if you do nothing, at least go and check out the cheap seats. But I would really encourage you to check out the Clink. And if you're in Philadelphia, check out this comedy sports show that Kevin does with his friends, and I think you'll be really happy. And Kevin, you know, it's always nice when I have a chance to have a friend on that maybe, you know, who knows who's listening. Maybe somebody then wants to approach you and do something really big with one of these different projects.
I love it. We're always open.
That sounds good. Well, Kevin, I wanted to thank you very much for coming on board. Again, check out these different projects that Kevin's involved. Kev, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Bill, Tony, thank you so much. Have a happy new year as well, guys.
Thanks, you too. All right, so we're coming up on our final break, and Tony and I are going to put on our wireless microphones, and we're going to take a quick stroll.
Me. I got to get my voice.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a break right now, so stay with us for the big finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. That's tonycollins@allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
We're back. And we've got our wireless microphones on now, Tony. Tony, put down your beer for a second, will you? Come on. Put down the beer. Let's get a quick walk. Ooh, there's the crowd in the background. Was that you? Oh, boy. So anyway, we have a special guest in my office already. My son Jack is here. Jack heard that we're going to be doing some singing, so Jack's going to be helping out. And, Tony, let's just take a walk down the corridor here, and we're going to come to this first office. And is this Mama Jill? Mama Jill, are you there?
Well, hello, boys.
Oh, Mama Jill. Man, you got the biggest office here in the whole
Mama
state.
Jill, how are you?
I'm just fine. Seniority covers, you know.
It's like we were just talking to you just a second ago. Yeah. Oh. All right, well, why don't you come with us, Mom? We're going to go down to the main corridor down at the end of the hall, but we're going to stop at another office. Here, let me just knock a little bit more. Is that Corinne? Corinne, are you in there?
Oh, God. Why do you guys always interrupt me?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to work. Oh. I do have a deadline, you know.
Deadline, schmedline. It's Christmas. Let's go. Okay. So now we're going to walk a little bit further down the line, and it'll be interesting to see if he answers the door or not. Knocking again. D, our engineer, are you there, D?
Yeah,
hello?
I'm here.
There's D.
I'm trying to run the show here.
Hey, Tony, can you see how happy these people are to work with us every day?
I know. They are. They are really happy, right?
Hey, Dee, you feel my pain,
right? That's a fresh sunshine.
Yes.
He feels my pain. He knows.
Yes.
He knows how I suffer.
Absolutely.
Well, Tony and I feel very fortunate to work with you guys. I don't know how you feel about us, but that's fine. Anyway, we've put together a real treat for the people out there. We're going to do a little singing. I've been threatening for over a week to do this, and a lot of people have been calling my bluff on it. So, you know, I really think it's something. Now, Tony, did you do your voice exercises? Are you ready?
Yeah,
I did. I didn't do – hold on a second.
Me.
Sounds more like a hairball.
I was just going to say the same thing. God, it's like Catterday in here.
Got a gargle with my Diet Pepsi. Hold on a second.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
Okay.
All right. Is it almost time to end a show? How many minutes do we have left?
Oh, we got 7 or 8 minutes.
We got plenty of time. We're going to sing.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be great if we had like some music behind us.
Are we singing Christmas songs or?
We're going to sing some Christmas. It would be great if we had music behind us, but I couldn't even get crowd noise. So to ask for music would have been
like. Can we just sing like AC/DC or something?
AC/DC.
You can do that next week, Corinne. All right. So this is a little medley that we want to dedicate to all of our fans out there. Okay. So we are very happy to have you. And this is just a Christmas special. And Jack's going to be helping out also when he's singing today. Jack's real happy. If you saw Jack's face right now, you'd know he's just about as happy as nobody. All right.
He's thrilled. How much are you paying him?
He's looking at his own.
See, I called that one.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
Keep your date down.
Yep. Ready? Okay. Mom's ready. D's ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody ready?
All right.
All right. All right. Now, Tony, listen. The instructions aren't real hard here. I sing where it says Bill.
Then you're going to troll the Yuletide Carol.
Yes. He is, but it's further down the sheet of paper.
Tony.
You know what they say about trolls, right? They belong under the bridge. For a reason.
All right, let's sing. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Got me cracking up here.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah, we're ready, Bill.
Somebody got to count me down.
3, 2, 1, go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Wait.
Ah, be singing. Now,
you're not supposed to be singing until it says all.
D does not have a script.
Oh, D does not have a script.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
this is what happens when you don't give the executive producer what she asks for when she asks for
it.
See, Phil, instead of you staying in the strip clubs, you need to be on your job, man. Doing your job.
I sent scripts out this morning.
I could cover Tony with a blanket.
Okay, right, so since I don't have a script, I'll just follow the rest of you.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Hey,
you know what? You're the best singer of all.
Go for it.
We say all D, you jump in.
Okay, cool. I'll be right there.
Tony, take it from there. Go.
What? You gotta say jingle bells.
Oh, again? No.
Man, hashtag fail.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride. Oh.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. But the fire inside is delightful.
And since we've got a place to go.
Oh my
deck
God.
The halls with boughs of holly.
I just heard clapping.
It is the season to be jolly. Oh!
Don, we now are gay apparel.
Oh!
Troll
the beach in Yuletide Carol.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Where's the crowd toys?
Yay!
Hey. It was beautiful.
I thought I heard Raven go nevermore. Nevermore.
Oh my goodness.
Well, Tony, it's with great regret we have to say goodbye to Corinne and Mama Jill and Dee for now, because it's time for you to do your end of the show.
Yeah. Good time.
Oh, Amy, we're not going to say, you know, I'm so glad we had this time together.
I'm so glad.
It seems just get started, and before you know it.
Well,
this is the lady who didn't want to sing.
I talked it out. Hey, stop revealing my secrets. It's just not right.
You actually have a good voice, Karen. You need to sing more.
God, I swear.
Well, all right, guys. Well, Tony, and be inspirational, lovey, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Mama Jill.
Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye. Bye, Carl.
Bye-bye.
Carl?
Mama Jill.
Hey, a shout out to our friend Carl Henderson in Havertown, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Which has Carl's Cards and Collectibles on Eagle Road. Go visit him. And I'm out. Boo bye.
I gotta get out of the show.
This is
all right. Tony, you're gonna start doing this by yourself.
Now. This time I got it up. 1 minute.
All right. You're up. Go ahead. Do your thing. And don't say you want to be thankful, because you say thankful every week. Do something
else. And don't talk about giving, because you give all the time.
That's what's in me. You know what? That's what's in me. But you know what? Since it's Christmas, and we all think about when Christmas is coming, we think about Santa Claus, think about gifts, and we think about all this other great stuff that, you know, the toys that the kids are going to get. But one thing I think that we should do, we teach our kids about Santa Claus. And sometimes we don't teach our kids about God. And I think that's some of the things that I really wanted to stress today is, you know, why can't we be more godly-like or teach our kids more about God? Because, I mean, Santa Claus is a great thing. It's a great time. It's a great whatever. But I think for all the tragedies that's been going on this past year and the years such great tragedy, up in Connecticut and different things. And I think one of the things that I believe that will be really important for this year is to get prayer back in the schools and get God back into the system. I think that's a thing that's really needed right now. And I think it'll change some things. So Santa Claus is great, but God is even greater. That's it for me.
Okay. Well, just to wrap up, everybody, we want to thank you for listening as always. And this is our last show for the year 2012. Next week will be 2013. So we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. If it's not Christmas that you celebrate, happy that. And by this time, you know, you'll have also had a Happy New Year too. So everybody out there, stay safe on New Year's, and please come back and visit us. Check out our Facebook pages for Kevin Reagan's links, and you know, be good out there. We'll see you next week.
God bless.
Thanks again for joining us this week. Tune in to Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Have an encouraging week. Tony and Bill will be back next week for more.